Should DeMeco Ryans already be considered a top 10 coach in the NFL? It's In the Loop. The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee filling in. Figgy Fig holding things down on the other side of the glass today. Appreciate you, as always, not just today, as always. Appreciate you hanging with us here on this Monday. Text the show 713-572-4610. By the way, I don't think I've ever seen so many texts come in about the same topic, but with the Hakeem Olajuwon statue.
Yeah.
Got like dozens of texts of everyone saying it's against his religion. He can't have a statue.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So appreciate everybody reaching out.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Well, at least they were trying to make him a statue.
Yeah.
And he said, nah, I can't do that.
I'm oblivious to all, like I said, street names, even statues. I don't know. It's just something I've never really have been interested in. But people said Altuve has a street. Mm. Nolan Ryan Expressway, we have.
I seen that, 288. I didn't know that was Ryan Expressway.
Yep,
okay.
288, yep. Bruce Matthews lives in Sugar Land. There's a neighborhood next to his house called Matthews Way. Anyways, I guess there are some examples.
I knew there had to be someone.
Of course, you would think.
I don't know why I didn't think of Nolan Ryan, but I knew there had to be some.
I like the idea of 99 should be named after J.J. Watt.
Hey.
That would be cool.
Get that going.
And 281 says the road outside of Toyota Center should be called Dream Street for Olajuwon. I like that, Dream Street.
Mm. But, I mean, can he accept that?
I don't know.
If he can't accept, you know what I mean, like for religious reasons, a trophy, it's almost the same kind of sentiment.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they said they have his jersey outside, but can't do a statue. So
it works too, you know, in a pinch.
Yeah. Appreciate
thank you, text line.
Absolutely. Appreciate the listeners. Not only listening to what we're talking about, but also reaching out. Yeah, and helping out. We always try to be as engaging as possible with you. Text the show, 713-572-4610. So this is the time of year, you know, training camp begins 2 weeks from tomorrow. This is the list season. This is the time of year where everyone puts out lists, and it's easy fodder for people like us here in sports talk. So Pro Football Focus put out their list of the top 10 coaches in the NFL heading into this upcoming season. Now, first, and I know, Chris, I'm sure you've looked at this list. In fact, you're the one that put me onto it. But just first, kind of a back-of-the-envelope type of thing, before we go through the list and before we kind of compare and contrast, would you say, based off of the resume so far through the first 2 years, back-of-the-envelope, does it feel like DeMeco Ryans is already a top 10 coach in the NFL currently?
To me, yes. And even before seeing this list, I probably would have said yes. But after looking at this list, I've seen it already. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I would say, yeah, he's a top 10 coach. My opinion. That's just me.
Yeah, I'd have to sit down and obviously actually think about it, go through it. But he feels like if he's not top 10, he's close with the job he's done already through the first 2 years of turning this organization around immediately. Defense is his side of the football. Defense has been really good. Getting to the playoffs, winning a playoff game in each of the first 2 years, you know, winning the division. It's pretty good. It's a strong resume to begin just 2 years in. Now, if we look at the list from Pro Football Focus, and of course, this is just one publication's opinion. And like I said, this is the time of year for a list. There's all sorts of lists. You can find different lists ranking different coaches. But Pro Football Focus is pretty highly regarded in the NFL space. They have Andy Reid number one.
Yeah.
Would you agree with Reid one?
It's hard to argue. I mean, even though I know they just lost the Super Bowl, but they were in another one, but 3 years straight, and how many out of the how many years? I mean,
yeah, he's the best coach in the league right now.
It's hard to go against Andy Reid. It really is.
Yeah. They have.
Now, this second one, I do not agree with.
Yeah. I don't like
it. Figgy, have you seen it, the list?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I do not agree with
Sean Payton, number two.
Now, even if it's career achievement, I don't, because I tend to think that he's a little overrated. I just do.
Okay.
I just do.
I agree.
They left a lot on the table in New Orleans, in my opinion, when he was there. If we're talking about career achievement, and with the Broncos so far, they were better last year, but I mean.
Yeah, I do think he turned around the Broncos a lot, but I don't think it's that much he's number two. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Hey, come on.
I wouldn't mind him being towards the end of this list, maybe. Maybe flirting around 12 or something like that. But I think it's because of the name Sean Payton. him being in New Orleans, I think they kind of...
There is such a love for Sean Payton. I think part of it is...
It really is.
He knows how to play the game. Like, he is very buddy-buddy with the national media. And so then, I mean, they're the people that carry the water. And so there's just this love for Sean Payton. I'm with you. I think he's always been overrated. Sean McVay, different Sean. McVay is number three. Fine with me.
I look at McVay a lot of times as, I mean, I know they have a really good quarterback. They're a great quarterback, you know, in some people's estimation in Matthew Stafford. But it feels like he does the most sometimes with, I won't say the least, but with lesser than what other good coaches have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now I know they're going to have a really good receiving core this year. But I don't have a problem with him. You said he was three?
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with him being three because I do think Sean McVay is a really good coach.
John Harbaugh's four. Mike Tomlin is five. So that's your top five. D'Amico Ryans, you wouldn't put him above any of those five, would you?
Not yet. No.
I agree.
No.
Number six is Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
Seven is Kyle Shanahan. Eight, Nick Sirianni. I mean, the guy's won.
I'll be honest. I think that's a little low for him. Now, it could be just because they just came on. I don't think he's the greatest coach. I don't think he's, I'll put it like this. I don't think he's the greatest X's and O's coach. But those dudes will run through a wall for that guy. Like, they love him in Philly.
I feel like he probably should have been.
Higher?
I think he probably, I would have put him top five.
They did just win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, and they beat the team whose coach is number one.
Yeah.
And they beat him handily, too. Like, it wasn't, they just barely beat him. They beat him.
Yeah. I probably would have had him somewhere in the top five.
Yeah. I probably would. I would have him higher, Sirianni.
But as it relates, so far, are we good?
You but I'm good with
all
that.
All of those coaches ahead of D'Amico or Figgy? Would you put D'Amico ahead of any of those first eight?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
I agree. I think all those eight. All right. So now, I think this is where it gets interesting. If we're talking about, is D'Amico a top 10 coach? And again, this is just based off of Pro Football Focus's list. I don't know if I agree with the next two. Number nine, Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions. Are we putting Campbell ahead of D'Amico?
It's tough, but at the same time, he has turned the Lions around.
He has.
And before he got there, they were miserable for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I guess, his first year. It took him a couple years to really get them going.
He started 4-19-1 in Detroit.
Yeah. But now that he's got them going the last couple years, I mean, they're really going. That offense is, and even the defense too. I mean, they've been amazing. They have been amazing. So I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, they made it to an NFC title game.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and last year divisional round. I mean, but what they win 14 games last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't put D'Amico over him yet.
Okay,
I can't.
Figgy, you taking Dan Campbell over D'Amico?
Probably so, and this is why I feel like Dan Campbell. I feel like he really put a good staff around himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And right now is TBD with D'Amico Ryan. Well, he struck out one with Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
But he really put a good staff all around to the point both of his coordinators are gone. But so I think I got to give him a lot of credit for that.
We're going to find out how good that offense is now with Ben Johnson being gone.
That's true.
Like if they can still, I think they'll still be good, but is it going to be the same at the same level?
So that's my thing with the Lions. I guess based off of what they've accomplished so far, I guess we could say the Lions, it's kind of similar to D'Amico. He turned around a terrible franchise in Detroit, and the Texans were in a bad spot when D'Amico got here. And then, you know, they should have been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They've won a bunch of games. They won their division last year, just like the Texans. My whole thing with Dan Campbell, I think he's overrated in the aspect of, as you guys said, he hired good coordinators, which is a credit to him. That's important as a head coach.
The delegator.
But I want to see, I think they take a big step back this year.
Really?
I don't think Johnny Morton's a good offensive coordinator. He was an offensive coordinator for 1 year with the Jets. It was a disaster. That's the only time he's called plays. I think that was Ben Johnson running things. Even the defense struggled at the end of last year, and now you lose Aaron Glenn.
They had a lot of injuries, too. Like
That defense was beat up
last year. It was really beat up.
So I give Campbell credit for the culture he's built, and I give him credit for hiring the right people. But remember, Ben Johnson was already on that staff when Dan Campbell arrived, and he did not hire Ben Johnson as the offense coordinator originally. It was Anthony Lynn who he fired.
That's right.
After
yeah.
1 year. So we kind of revise history of like, he found Ben Johnson was already there, and then he was promoted after a firing. and it's worked out great. I don't know if they're going to have the same success. So anyways, my point being, like, long term, I would take, if I'm starting a team, I'm taking D'Amico over Dan Campbell today.
Okay.
But maybe Dan has the better resume, and therefore you have to put him higher
on
the list.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
And then number 10, I wish Pro Football Focus went a little further because I'd like to see who else they'd put ahead of D'Amico. But number 10, they put Kevin Stefanski of the Cleveland
that
Browns.
That one, I was shocked to see that one.
Nope, no. I'll be honest. Now, I said this about Sean Payton, and I think he's just a little overrated. I think this guy is really overrated. Do y'all realize that he's won 2 Head Coach of the Year awards in 5 years? They made the playoffs one time. Tell me how that works. Like, that, I know, seriously. How does that work?
I feel like this is some probably in the sticks football nerd type stuff.
I don't care about none of that, honestly. No.
I feel like they kind of went a little nerdy right here. Like, see, you don't understand what Kevin Stefanski can do. I feel like this is all football talk right here, because it's one thing to look at Dan Campbell and say, look at the success he's had. But what you going to look at with Kevin Stefanski? Like, especially the last couple years.
Well, they went 3-14 last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, unless you're looking at that 12-4, but that was it? Did he go 12-5 that season?
Okay, no.
With Joe Flacco or something like that. But
they went 11-6 2 years ago. Now, and I was wrong. They've made the playoffs twice. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
COVID and then, against the Texans.
That don't mean you make the top 10 list. I wouldn't put him on the top 10 list right there.
I honestly just don't. I don't see how he's won 2 Coach of the Year awards. I just don't get it. I don't. I don't understand it.
So we'd put D'Amico ahead of Stefanski.
Personally, I would.
And then I don't know if there's any other coaches we're missing. Like, I don't know if Pro Football Focus would put D'Amico 11th, because if we're putting him ahead of Stefanski, it wouldn't make him a top 10 coach. He'd be number 10 on our list.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any. You guys on the spot. I don't know if there's any other coaches in the league that we did not mention that you think are higher on the list than D'Amico, but he might be right there. He might be like an honorable mention for the top 10 list, if not in the top 10.
I mean, he's got to be an honorable mention. I mean, even if, you know, he's not on their list. But for me, he would be in my list. I would take Stefanski out. That's just me. And I would place D'Amico in there.
Yeah, I think it's a little tricky, too, because I feel like the league is kind of looking at the Houston Texans, especially their offense. And it seemed like every list they had the Houston Texans, I want to say in the middle pack. So around 15, 16, somewhere around there. And I'm actually not too mad at that because of how the offense looked last year. But I definitely think he's a top 10 coach, though. He could be a top 10 coach.
So you know who else is missing from this list that just came to mind? Sean McDermott. Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm not a big – he's had a lot of success. He deserves success. Credit for that, but
he has success.
I think they went in spite of him. I think he has exposed himself in the playoffs far too many times.
I'm just saying he's a coach that's been successful recently.
Yeah.
And is not I'm just looking for other coaches.
No, and it's in that regard, it's certainly a good name to bring up. But I would take D'Amico today. If I'm starting a franchise, that's how I look at this list. I wouldn't put him over. I mean, maybe Stefanski on that list. I don't know. Maybe Dan Campbell too. But I would take if I'm starting a franchise, I'm hiring D'Amico before I'm hiring Sean McDermott. And that's how I view it. Kick Rock said, being able to hire the right people may be the best asset of a head coach. Coordinators will always get poached from good teams. If you have that and you're a culture setter, you're an elite head coach. There is some truth to that. Those are important aspects, but we're going to see how good he is at hiring. Like, he struck gold with Ben Johnson, and Aaron Glenn ended up developing into a good defensive coordinator. But he struck out the first time with Anthony Lynn, and they were terrible that first year, almost didn't win a game. And now we'll see about Johnny Morton. So, it's true. If he can keep doing this, we'll see. But I prefer guys like Kyle Shanahan, where you can take all the coaches you want, but it's still his offense. He's running the offense, and the offense is always going to be status quo, no matter how many coordinators, Bobby Slowick, you try to pluck from Shanahan. It doesn't impact the 49ers.
And I mean, Kyle has become one of those guys who has a tree now, right? So you got a bunch of coaches scattered out throughout the league that are now either, you know, coordinators somewhere else or they have become head coaches at some point.
For sure. And we just got 2 texts that remind – Kevin O'Connell of the Vikings is another one that should be mentioned.
O'Connell, yeah.
Yeah, he probably should be one, definitely over Kevin.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And he has a similar resume of D'Amico of 2 playoffs, in his case 3 years, but turned around a team right away.
Yeah.
Went to the playoffs. He just hasn't won the playoff game like D'Amico has. But, yeah, Kevin O'Connell should be up. He should be in the conversation as well. Coming up, it's time to get to what's poppin'. What's poppin', you might ask? We'll tell you next. It's In the Loop.